45 degrees doesn't sound like much. You've watched airplanes at air shows roll past vertical. You've seen formation teams pulling 60, 70 degrees of bank without a second thought. So when your examiner says, "Show me a steep turn," you might think, 45 degrees? No problem. And then the nose drops, and the altitude starts to bleed, and the airspeed is decaying, and you're fixating on the altimeter, and the ball is wandering, and you're suddenly very, very busy. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we're walking through one of the most underestimated maneuvers on the private pilot check ride, the steep turn, not because it's the hardest thing you'll do up there, it isn't, but because the way most students approach it leaves a gap between I've practiced this and I actually understand what's happening. And on check ride day, the examiner can tell the difference. Before we get into the mechanics, a quick word for our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every milestone in the aviation journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, commercial, real coins that mark real accomplishments. They make a great gift for yourself or for someone whose training you've been watching from the sidelines. Every step of this journey deserves a marker. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with what the Federal Aviation Administration's Airman Certification Standards, or ACS, actually require, because a lot of students get this slightly wrong. A steep turn, per the private pilot, ACS is a coordinated level turn maintained at exactly 45 degrees of bank. You need to maintain your entry altitude within 100 feet, airspeed within 10 knots of your target, bank angle within 5 degrees of 45, so anywhere from 40 to 50 degrees, and you need to roll out within 10 degrees of your entry heading. The maneuver requires at least 360 degrees of turn in one direction, followed immediately by 360 degrees in the opposite direction. Notice I said bank angle within 5 degrees, not 10, 5. That's a tighter standard than a lot of students memorize, and it matters on check ride day. Now, here's why a 45-degree turn is harder than it sounds. When you bank an airplane, the lift vector tilts. At wings level, your lift points straight up, opposing gravity. Bank to 45 degrees, and that lift vector tilts to the side. The vertical component of your lift has decreased. Gravity hasn't changed, so if you don't do something, the airplane descends. The physics have a name for this: load factor. At 45 degrees of bank in a coordinated level turn, you're pulling 1.41 g. You need to generate 41% more total lift than you were at wings level just to hold altitude. Where does that come from? Angle of attack, back pressure, pull, and that extra lift comes with a cost. More angle of attack means more induced drag. More induced drag means your airspeed wants to decay. So if you don't add a little power when you roll into the steep turn, you're going to be fighting on two fronts simultaneously, trying to hold altitude with back pressure while watching your airspeed bleed away. One more number worth burning in: when you increase load factor, your stall speed goes up with it. At 45 degrees of bank, your stall speed is about 19% higher than at wings level. In a Cessna 172 with a power-off stall speed around 53 knots, that stall speed climbs to roughly 63 knots inside the steep turn. Still not dangerous at a sensible entry speed, but it tells you this is not a maneuver you want to enter slow. What's the right entry speed? Check your pilot's operating handbook for most training airplanes. The recommendation falls around maneuvering speed or somewhere near the top of the white arc. In a Cessna 172, many instructors will tell you to aim for somewhere between 90 and 95 knots. Know the number for the airplane you're flying. Establish it before the bank. Now let's walk through the setup, because this is where a lot of students rush. Clearing turns first. Two 90-degree turns, one each direction, actively looking for traffic. This is not a formality, it is a habit that belongs before every maneuver you ever do. An examiner who watches you skip it has already learned something about how you fly.
Pick your altitude and commit to it. Something clean on the altimeter. If you're working in an area where local traffic patterns operate at 3,500 feet, do your steep turns at 4,500. Get away from pattern altitude and stay there. Now, find a heading reference outside the airplane. Look at the horizon and find something sitting along your entry. Heading a road, a town, a lake, a ridgeline. This matters more than students realize. When you're 180 degrees through your turn and coming back around, you need to know where the rollout point is. You need to see it coming, not hunt for it on the heading indicator at the last second. The heading indicator is a cross-check. The horizon outside is your primary reference. Trim for level flight at your entry speed before you start. Sounds basic. It's missed constantly. An untrimmed airplane in a steep turn means you're fighting control forces the whole way through. Trim them away before you bank. Now roll in. Here is the number one mistake I see students make at this point. They roll to 45 degrees and then they stop and assess. They're satisfied with the bank angle, and in those 2 seconds of checking, the nose has already started to slice downward, and altitude is already departing. The bank and the back pressure have to happen together. You're not rolling first and then pulling, you're rolling and pulling as one motion. As the bank angle increases, the back pressure increases with it. By the time you're at 45 degrees, the nose is already where it belongs. The amount of back pressure will feel like more than you expect. A lot of students hesitate to apply it because it feels unusual, but the physics require it. If your altitude is dropping in a steep turn, 90% of the time the answer is more back pressure. Add a touch of power on the way in. In most training airplanes, a small power increase, around 100 to 200 revolutions per minute, or a small bump in manifold pressure if you're flying a constant speed setup, compensates for the added induced drag. You don't have to do it. The maneuver can be done without it, but it makes the altitude hold considerably easier, and it's a good habit for later when you're flying more complex airplanes. Once you're established in the bank, where should your eyes be? Outside, on the horizon. On the nose of the airplane and its relationship to the horizon, this is the single biggest dividing line between students who've done steep turns and students who actually understand how to fly them. If you're primarily scanning the instruments, altimeter, airspeed, bank angle, altimeter again, you are chasing. Every correction is late, you correct the altitude, overcorrect. Pitch up too much, airspeed drops, you push forward to recover airspeed, altitude drops again, you pull back. And now you're in a pilot-induced oscillation inside a 45-degree bank. I have watched this happen. Fly the nose on the horizon. Let the instruments confirm what you're doing, not the other way around. Inside the turn, there are two tendencies working against you that require constant active attention. The first is overbanking. In a steep turn, the outside wing is moving through the air faster than the inside wing. Faster movement means more lift on that wing. More lift on the outside wants to roll you steeper. If you're not checking that tendency with a small amount of opposite aileron, the bank will creep past 45 degrees, past 50, and you're outside the ACS standard without ever meaning to be. Just a small amount of opposite aileron, but it needs to be there. The second is coordination. Keep the ball centered. It takes rudder to do it, and the exact input varies by airplane and direction of turn, but the principle is always the same. A slipping turn in a steep bank with decaying airspeed is not where you want to be. Now let's talk about what happens when something goes wrong mid-turn. Because something will go wrong in training and you need to know the correct response. If your altitude is climbing, you've probably relaxed back pressure without realizing it. The fix is to ease off slightly, maybe reduce the bank a few degrees. Let the altitude stabilize and re-establish the maneuver. If the altitude is falling and the nose is going down, the instinct is to pull harder. Fight that instinct. In a steep bank with a dropping nose, pulling without reducing bank steepens the spiral. The correct sequence is to roll out first, reduce the bank angle, and then pull back to recover altitude. Roll out then pull in that order. Burn that sequence in. The rollout is where a lot of otherwise clean steep turns fall apart on heading. The rule of thumb is to begin rolling out approximately half the bank angle before your entry heading. At 45 degrees, that means starting the rollout about 20 to 22 degrees before the target heading appears. If you entered heading 360, roughly north, you start rolling out around 338. This gives you enough time to come smoothly back to wings level right as the heading comes around. But you're not doing math in the cockpit. You're watching your outside visual reference. When that landmark is getting close, you start rolling. You develop the timing through repetition, and that feel is exactly what you're building. The immediate transition into the opposite direction is also worth practicing deliberately. Rolling from a left steep turn through wings level into a right steep turn is a different feel from establishing the bank from scratch. The rollout of the first turn and the roll-in of the second happen in close succession. If you haven't practiced that specific transition, you'll fumble it. Go up and work on it specifically. It's its own skill. So what is the examiner actually watching? The examiner is watching your altitude, your bank, and your coordination. But more than the numbers, they're watching how you handle deviations when they happen. Nobody expects a machine-perfect maneuver. If you lose 40 feet in the entry, recognize it, add back pressure, and stabilize within tolerance. The examiner has learned that you have situational awareness and can correct. If you lose 150 feet and never notice, the examiner has learned something different. They're also watching whether your eyes are inside or outside the airplane. A student who flies the entire maneuver staring at the instrument panel is telling the examiner something about their comfort level and their fundamentals. Examiners notice, look outside. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. The examiner is not trying to catch you in a moment of imperfection. They're trying to see whether you know what to do about imperfection. The student who catches a deviation and corrects it smoothly is actually showing the examiner more than the student who happens to have a perfect first 30 seconds. One final practical point, and this one is often skipped. Practice steep turns in less than perfect conditions before your check ride. If every steep turn you've ever done was on a clear, calm morning with smooth air, you have practiced the easy version of this maneuver. Go find a day with some thermal activity, some light chop, and go do steep turns in that. When a thermal bump drops you 15 feet in the middle of a 45-degree bank, you need to know what that feels like and what to do about it. Getting surprised by turbulence on check ride day is something you could have prevented. Ask your instructor specifically for a day that isn't smooth. It's one of the most valuable training flights you can do before the practical test. Here's the whole thing wrapped up. Understand the physics. The lift vector tilts. Load factor goes up. Stall speed increases by about 19%. Induced drag increases. Know the ACS standards cold. 100 feet of altitude. 10 knots of airspeed. 5 degrees of bank. Roll out within 10 degrees of your entry heading. Set up properly. Clearing turns. Pick your altitude. Find a visual reference on the horizon. Trim first. Roll in with simultaneous back pressure. Add a touch of power. Fly outside, not into the panel. Correct deviations early. Watch for overbanking tendency. Keep the ball centered. Start your rollout before you think you need to. And then go do them until they're boring. Boring steep turns on check ride day is exactly what you want. Information for this segment comes from the FAA Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate and the FAA Airplane Flying Handbook. More at radiohangar.com. Boring steep turns. That's the goal. See you next time.